Okay, Rabbi Oshayda. Yesterday we began Maseches Bava Metzia, and we spoke about the type of Shavua that the Mishnah addresses. The Mishnah says that when there are two people who are Oks and Betalis, Shnayim Oks and Betalis, so I say the entire Talis is mine, you say the entire Talis is yours. Zot the Mishnah, what we are going to do is we will be Yachloku, and Yachloku means with a Shavua, and we spoke yesterday about the specific parameters of that Shavua. Is it a Shavua Hanotzlin, or is it a Shavua of Nishba Ve'inu Meshalim? And we suggested that this is a Machlokus between the Rashba and Tosfos. Now the Rashba, Ramban, etc., all assume that it's a Shavua of Nishba in Ve. Notlin. However, Tosis takes the approach that's a Shavua of Nishba Ve'eno Meshalim. We will come back to our analysis in a few minutes, but before we come back to that, I want to focus on an important issue that the second Tosis begins to address, which is that Bava Metzia begins by saying when there's a dispute in Dini Mominus between two people, we'll call them Ignatz and Slobodan, just because we assume that there's no one in this class named Ignatz or Slobodan, and they're both holding on to a talis. So what we do is we are Yachloku. Yachloku is one method of dividing that is found in Bava Metzia Daf Beis, that we basically, the halacha is, we sell the item and then we split the value that we get from that sale. That is Yachloku. However, there are other methods of dividing things, or other methods of resolving a suffix, I should say, that's found in other places in Shas. And the Rishonim all grapple with the question, which method do I use when? So what are some of these other methods? Yehuda, give me one.
Say Maniach.
What?
Maniach.
Yehemunach. Right? So one approach is Yehemunach. Yehemunach means that it should stay there, Ache Yavo Eliyahu, which really means that what? We are throwing up our hands, and we are saying that we are not getting involved at all. Correct? Yehemunach means leave it. Leave it ad sheyavo Eliyahu. Apparently, Eliyahu Hanavi has the ability to answer these types of sfeikos, no? Eliyahu Hanavi, when he's going to come, he will tell us that you should know this item really belongs to Reuven. This really belongs to Shimon. That's one of the things that's part of Eliyahu Hanavi's portfolio. So that is a case, one method of deciding. What's the case in Shas where we have Yehemunach? Someone else? Let's go, Mr. Larson. Where in Shas do you have Yehemunach? What?
The case we saw with the boat.
No, not the case with the boat. One second, I have to remember the name. I have to be better at this. Gabai?
Yeah.
Okay, Shmuel Gabai. Good.
Huh?
Mana Shlishi. So Mana Shlishi is the case of Yehemunach. Mana Shlishi is what? Right? The case of Mana Shlishi is that there is one person who is holding a pikadon. One person is holding a pikadon is an item that's given to somebody to guard, right? And that pikadon contains $300. Two people made deposits with this guy. Each of us claims that we deposited $200, correct? So I have Mana Shlishi. I have a case that there are $300 that is by this person. Each person tainas. They claim that we gave $200. Now we come to the mathematical impossibility, because what they taught me in Yeshiva College is that 200 times 2 equals more than 300, right? So what do we do? So, there's a machlokes hatanoim. The Tanakhama says, what do I do? Mr. Sonnenblit, do you remember what the Tanakhama said in the case of Mana Shlishi?
He says that he
the Tanna Kamma says, everyone holds that something will be Yehemunah, but the Tanna Kamma says, what is Yehemunah? Huh? The Tanna Kamma says the Sha'ar is Yehemunah. That Sha'ar being, what I do is I'll say 100 goes to Reuven, 100 to Shimon. The Sha'ar, that additional third hundred, as it were, Yehemunah. Reb Yossi disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. Reb Yossi says what? Avi?
No one gets anything.
Hakol Yehemunah. And the Gemara later on will speak at length about what's the Svara for Reb Yossi, what's the Svara for the Tanna Kamma. Right? It would seem intuitively that the Tanna Kamma should be correct, no? There should be no reason why all $300 should stay in no man's land. Intuitively, I would have thought that we should say, you get 100, I get 100, and 100 remains. Because the dispute is only about 100. You know for sure that each of them deposited 100 bucks. So that's what I would have thought. But Lamaisa, Reb Yossi disagrees. Reb Yossi says, Hakol Yehemunah. So far, so good. So, method number two of resolving disputes is Yehemunah, which really is a way of Beis Din saying, we are not getting involved. Correct? Beis Din, when they say Yehemunah, they're saying either we're not getting involved about this other $100, or they're saying we're not getting involved about everything. So the money just stays there, and Beis Din says, you know what, you guys? Yehemunah, leave it. We can't get involved. We're throwing up our hands. We are not players in this situation. That seems to be what Yehemunah means. Yeah, Nadav. What? Kol Olam Gavar is a different mode of resolving disputes, a totally different approach that we have not yet put on the blackboard. Okay, so far our Mishnah says Yahweigu. We have a Mahalakha Yehemunah that's found later on. By the way, the Gemara says that this case of Manishlishi is a case that they give the guy Bekeret Echad. In other words, that he gets all $300 in a single bundle. For whatever the reason, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, Avi.
Do you still make a Shavuah
with Yehemunah? By Yehemunah there's no Shavuah. But the case of Yahweigu, there is a Shavuah, the Mishnah said. By Yehemunah, it just stays there.
What's stopping someone from
just
taking advantage of
that? Well, apparently it will stay in the Beis Din, and you can't just break into Beis Din and take stuff. And also, if you would take it, you happen to be now a ganav, so that would be bad. So don't, like, we're assuming that we're dealing with relatively honest people. Adam?
If the money is put into the Yehemunah category, are they then able to bring something that testifies to the fact that they were the person with the 200 and get it, or now that it's put aside
again,
and stuff?
The assumption is once it's in the game, had they been able to bring some sort of evidence that I have 200, so then it wouldn't end up in the Yehemunah category.
It only came up late. Once Beis Din decided.
If I find evidence, again, the case has not been closed. So if I bring evidence that the 200 bucks is mine, so then I would get it, right? Fine. So, Mahalach number one, Yachloku. Mahalach number two, Yehemunach. Mahalach number three is our good, dear friend, and beloved friend, I should say, called Shmuel? Kol Olam Gvar. Okay? Kol Olam Gvar is what? What does that mean? What's the case of Kol Olam Gvar? Kol Olam Gvar means whoever is stronger wins. Right? It sounds like we have, you know, the way my son, I have a 12-year-old son, so he likes to resolve disputes, is who's ever bigger and stronger wins. No? That's Kol Olam Gvar. What's the case in Shas of Kol Olam Gvar? Who remembers?
A boat.
A boat. Hahu Arba. There's a boat that is there. I say the boat belonged to my father. You say it belonged to your father. Beis Din doesn't really know what to do. So Beis Din said, Kol Olam Gvar. That's the case of Hahu Arba, the famous boat. Right? Now, if I told you that Yachloku was clearly a psak of Beis Din, no? Yahweh is certainly a psak. Yehemunah the way we said the pshat, which I think is intuitively correct, is not a psak. I would call it a histalkos. No? Histalkos meaning that Bezdin is removing themselves from the situation. Bezdin is saying, we are not getting involved. Ki huzeh. We are not going to say anything because we don't know. So therefore, Yehemunach HaShiyavu Eliyahu, there will be a great fellow, may he come speedily in our days, the prophet Elijah, and he will resolve the doubt for us. That is Yehemunach. It's histalkos. Darf min fregen, we should ask, what's the pshat in Koda Olim Gevar? Is Koda Olim Gevar, is it a psak of Bezdin? Is Bezdin paskening that whoever is stronger, taka, wins, where there is might, there is right? Or maybe we could say that Kol Da'olim Gevar is not a psak, Kol Da'olim Gevar is also a histalkos. It might be a different form of histalkos, but it's also a histalkos. Now, by the way, when I say Yehimunach, I should have pointed out that there is a machlokes of Mishnah actually. Is Yehimunach mean that resides by the Shalosh, or does it reside in Bezdin? Right, does it reside by the person who's holding it, or does the item go to Bezdin? Fine. But be it as it may, Yehimunach is clearly histalkos. Question is Kol Da'olim Gevar, is it a histalkos? Is it another form of Bezdin pleading the fifth? Bezdin saying, I'm not going to get involved. Or is Kol Da'olim Gevar also a psak? Right, this is one question that we have to ask in the sugya that we will address as we move through. But there, I saw Arya, you had a comment?
No.
Okay, anyone have a comment here, or should we go on? Seder, this is the Chakira. So FYI, on this Chakira, yeah, Yehuda?
Generally, how could Kol Da'olim Gevar be a psak? We won't be involved.
But how could it be a psak? So let me learn a rush with you. Okay? Yehuda's asking a very good kasha. Like, Kol Da'olim Gevar, if anything, sounds like we best are not getting involved. You guys fight it out. Whoever wins, okay. But how could it possibly be a psak? So for that, we're going to have to learn a few lines in Rush. Honestly, it might be Kedai. You could read this in the Rush or in the Tosfos HaRush. Nadav.
Just so is the only difference essentially between the second and third one that they don't, so in one of them they don't get involved in anything, in the other one they only get involved in
right, in the third one, they're saying, you guys fight it out. In the second one, they're saying, leave it here. That the histalkos approach is saying that there are two methods that Bezdin cannot be involved. Either Bezdin cannot be involved in saying, you know what, leave the item. Right? Or Bezdin cannot be involved in saying, okay, guys, you're big boys, fight it out by yourselves.
When they say fight it, it's not like they can't punch each other because they will have to pay.
Okay, so there is a further machlokes rishon. I really don't want to learn the entire sugya of Kol Da'olim Gevar now because I think that's more of a basra sugya than the Bava Metzia sugya. There's a machlokes rishon in Kol Da'olim Gevar. Does that mean beraya, whoever brings a stronger raya will win? Or does Kol Da'olim Gevar mean the way I said it with the muscles over there? The pashtus is, Pashtus is what? I don't know. I'm not sure what the Pashtus is. But the Rush has an interesting line, no? If you look in the Rush over here, the Rush has a big chiddush. The Rush writes, you see, in the middle of Simen Aleph, and you could see exactly the same Lashon pretty much in the Tosfos HaRush also. You see where it says Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis in the Rush? It says Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, and then right beneath that it says Da Hasam Shaini She'ein Echa Lehem Muchsak B'Davar, etc. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Shema Arin Alav. So V'hu omer shalohu. Hilkach ein ra'oi lefsok lehen din chaluka shemenafsid lemehen shelo kedin. Right? In other words, in the case of Kodal and Gvar, they're fighting over the boat, so it's improper for Bezdin, since no one is grabbed onto the item, no one is muchzuk on the item, we'll talk about that in a few moments, since we don't really know whose it is, and Bezdin doesn't have to protest anyone who's going to come and take it, because maybe it's his, therefore we don't pass in Chalukah. V'yoser ro'i lomar, says the Rosh. V'yoser ro'i lomar lahem. It would be better to tell them, Shekomi shetigaber yado bekoach o berayos. Anyone who is either stronger or brings better rayos, sheyizke, that he will get the item. V'somchin al ze, shemisha hadin imo karov lohavi rayos. Who wants to explain that line in the Rosh? Shemisha hadin imo karov lohavi rayos. Chaim? The one who is correct will bring a raya. What does this sound like in Tanakh? Whoever is entitled to the item, whoever... Remember, two guys are fighting over a bull. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. Misha dinimo, whoever really has the... whoever is correct is karov lahavi rayos, will sooner bring proof. It's a shtick like Shlomo HaMelech, no? Shlomo HaMelech's case of, you know, divide up the baby, etc. He's bringing the type of raya that the person who cares more, right, is going to do more, right? Will cry, will be more upset, etc. Will be willing even to give it up, right, to the other so as it doesn't die. These type of circumstantial type evidence, he's not saying that the rayas will be better. He's right. The Rosh is not saying that guy one will bring a raya, so guy one will be victorious. He's saying Shemisha dinimo karov lahavi raya, so bring the raya sooner. The old one saying, let me just read another line in the Rosh before we take Mr. Larson's question. The old Shemisha dinimo moser nafsho lahamed es shelo biyado yoser mimasha moser haacher nafsho ligzoil. Right? The same type of idea. If it's really mine, I'm going to be more moser nefesh to what? I'm going to be more moser nefesh to keep my own item, rather more than you will to get it. Right? In other words, Zuck the Rush, that called the Alim Gevar, according to the Rush, is also, I would say, a psak. No? The Rosh is saying it's a psak. But what type of psak is it? The psak is that the guy who really owns it will be more meiser nefesh. Or the guy who really owns it will bring his rayas sooner than the guy who doesn't own it. And therefore, Besen is going to paskin kol da'olim gevar in the sense of, okay, I paskin, it belongs to you. Why? Because you brought your raya sooner. You were more meiser nefesh. That indicates it's not absolute proof. It's sort of like Shlomo HaMelech type proof, I would say. But it seems to indicate that it's yours. Yeah? Speak louder, I'm sorry.
Isn't it who will bring a proof, not who already has brought a proof? Because otherwise we're taking that consideration already.
But we're not saying that they brought the proof yet. The one who will bring the proof sooner is... I think the Rosh is Karov Lahavi Rayos.
Right, so it seems like it's not a psak. It seems like we'll get back to this later more so than anything else.
That's where I disagree with you. In other words, the get back to this later would be, we'll wait until they bring the proofs and we'll see. You have a good proof, so shine, right? I have a good proof, I win. Right? He's not saying because of my proof I win. He's saying I win because... I win because I'm Karov Lahavi Rayos, because I'm bringing the proof quicker than you are. Right? In other words, whoever really owns the item will sooner have access to the proof. We're not analyzing the proof text themselves and saying, my proof is a better proof than yours.
At the moment, though, you haven't actually given it to anybody. You're saying, when somebody brings the first proof, that's of any sort, like...
It's almost like the Mishnayos in Yoma, whoever gets up to the top of the ram first wins.
Right, so it's going to be like a psakim. If you're afraid of psakim, you say, okay, we'll wait and see if it's going to prove.
But the psakim is whoever comes first wins.
You decide that's how you decide the psakim. The psakim is...
yet. We know Bezdin by saying Koda Alim Dvar is not being misalik themselves. What I'm saying is that when, according to the Rush, when Bezdin says Koda Alim Dvar, Bezdin is not saying we have nothing to do with this case. Rather, Bezdin is saying no, we are going to determine who owns the item based on whoever brings the Raya first. Or based on whoever is Meiser Nefesh Mur. Right? But there is a certain level of psak that's coming in.
But it seems that Balzac is saying that they have to wait for the proof to be brought. They're saying that they're not really interested. The psak currently is we're going to suspend judgment until
Right now we're saying Koda Alim Gvar. Right now Bezdin is saying leave the item here, so to speak, and whoever brings Rayas first will win. Right? What I'm saying is that when all is said and done, there will be a psak. As opposed to the other approach of Kodalim via the Siluk approach, where we can never say it's all said and done. According to the Rush, there is an end point to the game. Right? When somebody brings his proof first, we'll say, okay, Reb Yehud, it's yours. There's an end game. The Siluk approach, Yehimunach, there's no end game. The end game is when the prophet Elijah should hastily appear. Right? But there's no real end game. And let me hear from Adam and from Sam.
But this circumstantial proof allows so much space for the good comment to win.
Yes.
So why do we want to...
Because Bezdin has an assumption that the one who's more Meiser Nefesh cares about the item more. Remember,
but
in the
Shlom... we're saying that it's the guy who brings the proof first.
Whoever brings the proof first, or is Meiser Nefesh. The verse says both things. It's similar to Shlomo HaMelech. Right? The con man could have beaten Shlomo HaMelech. But the people don't know. We're assuming that people are not Talmidei Chacham. You're right. If people are Talmidei Chacham and they know the Rush, then the Rush loses.
But any person would think that, oh, I'm being told that I have to bring evidence, I'll get it in as quickly as possible so that Beis Din will start believing me from the get-go.
But that's assuming that you know the Rush. Most
no, that's common sense.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's common. I think the...
You want to make a first impression that you're the correct person. You want to have evidence.
But the assumption the Rush has is whoever tries to make that good first impression, the item really belongs to him. That's precisely the point. Okay. Again, Sam, let me hear from you.
I'm not sure I understand why this isn't all the time. I mean, it makes sense that whoever... If you can try and determine the owner, why not do that? Why is that an entire category?
Okay, so now you're asking the question that Tosfos really addresses. When do I apply Yachloku, when Yehimunach, when Kodalim Gvar? Right? You're saying that Kodalim Gvar should be the assumption in general. I'm not sure that's correct. I think there are different ways of skinning that cat. Maybe we'll talk about it when we begin to learn the Tosfos for real. We're still in the introductory stage. Good. Now, just FYI, there are opponents of the Tosfos Harush, or the Rush, etc. There are other Shitos here. The other Shitos are... The other Shitos are a Tosfos Rid over here. Tosfos Rid assumes that Koda Alim Gvar, according to Tosfos Rid, is a Siluk. Tosfos Rid says it's a Siluk. If you look at Tosfos on the Vavam and Aleph, I turned to the Dibra Maschil, I forgot which one it is. Tosfos Dibra Maschil Veha. Tosfos also says that Koda Alim Gvar is a Siluk. A Siluk means that Bezdin is saying we're not getting involved and you guys fight it out, but that means that the fight can be ongoing. That's what Tosfos says from that book. In other words, let's say this boat, we pass in Koda Alim Gvar, so we leave the boat here now, right? And we say, okay guys, fight it out. So on day one, Jonah wins. Then day two, Nadav comes, punches him in the face and takes the boat away. So now, who gets the boat? According to the Rush, who would get the boat? Jonah. Because Jonah brought a raya on day one, the stomach belongs to Jonah, right? Because you were more Moses Nefesh, you bring the first raya. But according to approach two, to the Siluk approach, to the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid, So then, when that daf punches the light out of Jonah, I don't recommend this, by the way. So then, the din would be that now belongs to Nadav. It's an ongoing dispute. This is a big machlokas. It's more of a Bava Basra sugya than the sugya in Bava Metzia. But just FYI, this seems to be a fundamental question as to whether Kol Da'alim Gvar is closer to the Yachloik or closer to the Yehemunach. Right? Yachloik was for sure a psak, Yehemunach is for sure a siluk. Kol Da'alim Gvar yesh ladon. Machloik is tosir, really Jonah.
I mean, would that be true because once I've acquired it the first time, you'd be stealing once he punches me in the face?
Correct.
But why are you being pardoned?
So, but according to the siluk approach, you never acquired it. When I go and I take the item, that means that item is now in my pocket, but it's not my item. Bez Din is saying we're getting involved. We don't know who owns this item. It's either yours or yours, right? So when it's in my pocket, it's in my pocket. When it's in your pocket, it's in your pocket. But that does improve ownership.
But that's only. But you're only solving it in front of Bez Din. If he comes after Bez Din.
Even if he comes after Bez Din, since Bez Din said that this item, we cannot determine ownership, so that means we can't determine ownership. And whoever is holding the item will say, all I could say is that because you're holding the item, we know you're holding the item. I can't say it's yours.
But then how, they're just wreak havoc between the two of us.
Absolutely. It's a very bad formula for maintaining society and having good, peaceful relations. It's a very bad formula.
Why isn't it just controlled by Bez Din in one, match, and then whoever owns it at the end of that,
Well, that would be... I think that's more in line with the way the Rush learns. According to the Tosis Rid, that's not the Pshat. Right? According to Tosis Rid, Bez Din is not saying... Bez Din is just saying that we are doing a siluk. Bez Din is saying we don't know, therefore we are not getting involved. Right? And if they're saying they're not getting involved, so whoever grabs it. Let me hear from Ariel, then from Nadav.
So the Arkis Natalis, what is it that makes Oxen so powerful as opposed to this? Because Oxen, theoretically, if we take in Talis, if we just walk into the Talis, I can grab onto Talis and take it to Bez Din and say, this is my Talis.
Right, so that we'll have to talk about in 2 minutes. We haven't really gotten into the Tisus yet. Right, we'll get there. That's a very fundamental question. Yeah, no doubt.
I'm just confused. Did this system actually work, or is that really the case of it?
I don't know. I mean, the million-dollar question, was Choshen Mishpat ever really practiced? Is that what you're asking? As someone who sometimes sits on Dine Torah, I shouldn't really take a stand on this. Yeah. I don't know.
What if you have one guy who's he's just big and buff, and then you have another guy who's
But again,
there
seem to be two different lashonas in the Rush. He says, "Mi sheyigbar bekoach oberayos." And honestly, what I could say if I'd be very innocent is, all these cases about how the car runs over the baby and the mother of the baby picks up the whole car. If you really care about something, you can move mountains. I don't know. Yeah.
Can you briefly outline the Rush again?
The Rush? The Rush is just saying that Kol Da'alim Gvar is a psak, that whoever gets it, the koav over Rayos, right, it belongs to him because, as the Rush says in the second line, he's Moser Nefesh more. Whoever is more Moser Nefesh, right, or whoever is Kol them, right, approach number one, whoever goes first, approach to number two, whoever is more Moser Nefesh, it belongs to him. That's what the Rush says.
So, fine.
Good. So now we have three different sugyas of dealing with questions in monetary matters. Now let's learn the Tosfos. When do I say Yachloiku? When do I say Kol Da'alim Gvar? Right? Remember, and we know the cases of each. Yachloiku is our case of Talis. Kol Da'alim Gvar is the case of the boat. And Yehemunach is the case of Manishlishi. Tema. Taisas Akasha, ready? Beis Amar Aleph, Tosas V'Yachloku. Did everyone here prepare the differences between our Tosa and the Tosa in Bava Basra? Everyone prepared it? Okay, so maybe we won't read the entire Tosa in Bava Basra. on Daf Lama Dalar Lama Beis? Huh? You did not do that. Okay. So then, fine. We'll see how much we do. Okay, today. Tema. Tosis asks, Ma'ishna mayahida arba, da amar koda alim gvar, beperk cheskas habatim. How come our case is different than the boat case where we say koda alim gvar? Yeah, Yehuda.
Right off the bat, I had a problem understanding the first question of Kosovo. Because I understood the case in Babasra about the boat, that it was a case of someone had a ship, and some guy took hold base and seized the ship because he thought it was his.
Well, is it that I had the ship previously? I thought the case in Baba Basra is that there's a ship. We don't know who owns the ship. I say the ship is mine. You say the ship is yours. I say it belonged to my parents. You say it belonged to your parents. Right? I don't think there was a previous owner. If there was a previous owner, that's called Marakama in Talmudic parlance. Marakama would throw off the bets over here. We're saying there's no Marakama. We don't know whose boat it is. I say it's mine, you say it's yours. So Tysus asks, why is this case different than the case where we say Koda Alim Gvar? There are two different ways of understanding the Kasha of Tysus. Tysus could be asking that in Bava Basra we should say Yachlogu, or Tysus could be asking that in Bava Mitzia we should be saying Koda Alim Gvar. No? Does anyone have an approach to this? I'm not sure. There are two different ways of learning Tysus. I could say that what Tysus means is that in Baba Basra, instead of Kol Dalam Gvar, I should say Yachlaiku. Or Tysus might be saying that in Bava Mitzia, instead of Yachloka, I should say Kol Dalam Gvar. Either way, the answer of Tysus, I think, checks off. But I'm not 100% sure exactly what the kasha of Tysus is. Sam? But when I say what's the difference, I should have, again, something in mind. What should be the din? What's the a priori assumption? What's the hava amin? What's the hanocha rishona?
That they'd either be the same, either one way or the other.
Okay.
But
so,
it's not like saying it.
You don't want to take a stand on this question. I think there are two different ways of reading the question. What you're suggesting, maybe they're both correct. Right? They should either both be achloik or both be kodal and gvar, but I don't know which is which. Adam?
Wants it to be called on Gvar because the way that the first sentence is formulated is what's different here than over there where we have the ruling of called on Gvar.
So my only problem with your analysis is that the reason why Tysus formulates it that way is because we're learning both in Metzia.
Right, but
why
couldn't we say that?
So in other words, if that would be the case. If that would be the case, so then Tysus and Bava Basra would be asking the opposite question of Tysus and Bava Metzia. Because Tysus and Bava Basra ask the same path that Tysus asks here. Right? According to your analysis, so then over here Tysus is asking that the din should be Yachlogu over there, and over there Tysus would be asking that the din should be Kodal Mugar. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it matters so much. So Tysus answers. Vigesh Leimar. Yeah, quickly.
There's something. They're holding on to the
fringes.
They're trying to hold on to the boat.
So Tysus answers, and for Tysus, the Yesh Lomar, the Ochzin Shiny, the Choshev Ke'ilu Kol Echad, Yeshlo Bach Bevadai Hachetzi, the Anan Sahadi, the Maid, the Tafis Hai, the Dehu, etc. Tysus' answer is Ochzin Shiny. Right now, our case of the Talis. Because they are grabbed onto it. So that's why the din is Yachlogu. Because they're Uchsen. End of Tysus. The case of Koda Alim Gevar is talking about when no one is Uches, no one is holding onto it. The boat is in the middle of the river. Now, Tysus, though, doesn't just say Uchsen Shiny. Uchsen Shiny is the answer. But Tosis adds a line which is subject to a lot of lumdish analysis, but we'll try to do it. We'll try to keep it simple. Tosis says, "De anan sahadi de mai de tapas haidi dehu." What does that line mean?
Like,
Tosis is not just saying that the din of Yachlaiku is only when I'm holding. Tosis is adding Anan Sahadi. Let me say it like this. In Lundish terminology, Anan Sahadi means full-fledged Avos. We know 100%. We know 100%. Anan Sahadi, my top is Haydi Tehu. We know 100%. Meyachos. Right? Oichzin shiny could just mean that because I'm muhzik, because I'm holding on to it, therefore it's mine. Anan Sahadi is saying that we testify demai de tofis hai di dehu, right? Or excuse me, ki'ilu yesh lo bevadai hachetzi, that each guy has, right, 100% that it's bevadai hachetzi. 100% that I have half, and 100% that you have half. No? This line in Tosfos means like this. We are holding on to a talus together. I'm holding on, the Gemara says, Tfisi bekarkashta. I'm holding on to the fringes at the end of the talus, no? You're Tfisi bekarkashta. But because we're both holding on to the fringes, Anan Sahadi, we know for sure that I have half and that you have half. Even though we're each not holding, if I'd be holding on to half and you're holding on to half, so that's easier to understand. Tosfos is saying that we're grabbed onto the fringes and still there's an Anan Sahadi. Now,
what's the literal
translation? Let me hear from Yehuda first.
Isn't it only Anan Sahadi of what he's holding on to?
The case in the Gemara later on will comment on our Mishnah, that the case of our Mishnah is Tfisi Bekarkashta, that we're grabbed onto the fringes. Tosfos is saying, Ki'ilu I have a half, and Ki'ilu you have a half, based on the Anan Sahadi. In other words, I would have thought that the Anan Sahadi is this case, right? Anan Sahadi means in the case where I am holding on, well, how do I know my yarmulke is mine? Let's say you walk over and you rip the yarmulke off my head, right? And you say, Nen in the Kishkish, or whatever fourth graders say, right? Why are you wrong? You're wrong because if it's my yarmulke, it's obviously my yarmulke, it's on my head, no?
But that's not how a witness can see it.
Anan Sahadi, I know for sure that if I'm holding it, it's mine. The Pashtus would have been, I would have said Anan Sahadi in this case. Tosfos seems to be saying that Anan Sahadi, even though you're right, he doesn't quote those words in the Gemara, basically Karkashta, but I assume that Tosfos fills the Gemara of Zion.
My question is that it says Anan Sahadi after Kiyu Kolafadish Kom Kavai.
Right.
So it's like everyone for sure is half, and because we're saying 100% sure that every toughest that he's holding on to is his.
Because we're a hunt, right.
He's only holding on to the fringes.
But Tosfos is saying that it's as if we each have half because there's an Anan Sahadi.
Only on the fringes.
No. No. You think so?
The
di is Nesinas Tam. The dalet is giving a reason for the previous sentence. Right? There is Ki'ilu, I have a half, Ki'ilu, you have a half, and di Anan Sahadi.
The
Otsin Shine to Khoshav Kilu Ko Echad Yesha Bavadai Hachetzi, the Anan Sahadi, the Mai the Tophis Hadi Dehu. The De Anan Sahadi is giving the reason why is it that I have half? Why is it that you have half? I think the Pashtus and Tosfos is that we each have half. Okay, now, this is very important, gentlemen, because who wants to fill in the blanks? I contend this is Tosfos Lashitasa. This is Tosfos Lashitasa. Sam.
Well, because you said yesterday you could look at it the other way and say each has 100%.
I could have said each has 100%. But Tosfos yesterday said that the Shavua is a Shavua of Nishba ve'eno Mishalem. That means that I'm swearing to keep what's mine, right? In other words, 50% is mine. L'cha ora, Tosfos is l'shitasam in this point. That's what I think. And Tosis l'shitasam. This may cause problems with one of the next places. But so far, Tosis l'shitasam, that's a nishba ve'eino mishalem. That's what we said about Tosis yesterday. Memela, I have half, you have half. Good? Okay, Tosis in Bava Basra. Now, if you guys would be interested in academic Rishonim work, which is what we do here in the graduate school with Dr. Chaim Salovich, well, Dr. Salovich doesn't teach anymore, but there is a sefer by Ephraim Orbach called Ba'alei HaTosfos, and he goes through the authors of different Tosfos and in different Masechtas. Tosfos was a group of Jews who lived in France and Germany for a period of, 200 years, no? The first Baha Tosfos is the Riva. 1133 is when he died. When was the Riva born? We don't know. Because we don't know when any Rishon was born, because when he was born, he wasn't named Riva. He was named Yehuda, right? Now, that's the Riva. But, right, Riva died in 1133. The last of the Baalei HaTosfos is like in the 1280s. So that's the period. Different Masechtas have different authors of Tosfos. Authors of Tosfos means that the students would take notes on the Rebbe said shiur. Like Tosfos HaRosh is one group of Tosfos that the Rosh had. Tosfos HaRosh is historically important because the Rosh traveled from Germany to Spain, no? And he met the Rashba, no? And when the Rosh met the Rashba, he brought a book with him of Tosfos. And that is what introduced Tosfos to Chachmei Sfarad. Right? We mentioned yesterday the difference between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Sfarad versus Chachmei Sfarad. No? The transitional moment when the Torah of the Baalei HaTosfos came to Spain was when the Rosh went to Barcelona. Right? That was the transitional moment. Good. Now, other versions of Tosfos, that's Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Tosfos Rid, right? Different versions of Tosfos. Different Masechtas have different authors of the standard printed Tosfos on the page. And Dr. Orbach, in his book, works very hard on trying to figure out who is the author of every particular Tosfos on every Masechta. So therefore, the Chidah tells us that I can never ask a stira between a Tosfos in one Masechta and a Tosfos in a different Masechta. Okay, they would probably kick me out of yeshiva if I'd say this in the basement, because that's what I say in the classroom. But I can never ask a stira between a Tosfos in one Masechta and a Tosfos in a different Masechta. Why? Because two different authors. Right? Shine, J-E-P-D, answers all questions. Beautiful. Right? Great. So now, Tosfos in Bava Basra. Yeah? You have a question? Right. All the Bavas are one Masechta as far as the Gemara is concerned. By the time the Rishonim are writing Tosfos, they already have Bava Kama separate from Bava Masiyah, separate from Bava Basra. When the printers printed Tosfos on the page, the printers printed a Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz in Bava Basra and a Tosfos of Rabbeinu Elchanan in Bava Masiyah. Two different versions, whatever it is. So now, Tosfos in Bava Basra quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying the same thing as what we learned so far in our Tosfos, but there's one important nekuda of difference. Okay, if you guys have the Tosfos in Bava Basra in front of you, you could follow along. If not, listen. Umefaresh Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam says this in the other versions of Rishonim. This same teretz is given in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, not Rabbeinu Tam. It probably is Rabbeinu Tam, not Rabbeinu Chananel, for a whole host of reasons. But a mistake between a Tav and a Ches is very easy because the letters look the same. Okay, this is right. You ever notice that a Ches looks like the Tav? Just they have a leg on the Tav, right? Yeah, you notice that? Right, it's partial. Okay, so Umefaresh Rabbeinu Tam, the Ochzin Shiny. Ochzin is different, same as what we had so far in Artosis. Tikevan Shashnehem Muchzakim, Ein Lanu Lahaniach Sheyigzoha Echad B'Chaveiro. Since they're both Muchzak, we should not allow one guy to steal from his friend. The Chashiv Keilu Anu Yodin Sheyesh Lashnehem Chelek Ba. כאילו אנו יודעים שיש לשניהם חלק בה, שכל דבר יש להעמיד בחזקת מישהו בידו. Right? What is the Tosfos Bava Basra saying? Tosfos Bava Basra is saying ki ilu yesh lishnehem chilek ba. What does that mean?
They eat.
No! They don't own half. It doesn't say chetzi. It says ki ilu yesh lishnehem a part. No? As if, I'm sorry for screaming at you. But it's as if each one has a chelek. Each guy has a portion of it. State nish that each guy has half in Tosfos and Bava Basra. There is an anan sahadi, right? Again, Tosfos and Bava Basra doesn't use the word anan sahadi, uses the word anu yodim. Anu yodim means we know. That's pretty much the same as anan sahadi, as we testify. Right? Pretty much the same. That difference, machlish misendik, that difference doesn't bother me. The second difference, though, the difference between ki'ilu yesh l'shneihem chelek bo and ki'ilu yesh l'shneihem hachetzi, I think, is really critical. Okay, now Yehuda's going to...
If I have two things,
if I have one thing, say there's two clocking units, and I give, I say, he is a chelek, he is a chelek, do you not assume that they both have half? No. Literally, I type the words, I have part, you have part. Right? I'm assuming that Tosfos' use of language is very precise. And when Tosfos in Bava Basra is saying, ki ilu yesh l'shneihem chelek ba, it doesn't mean that we each have half. Tosfos never says chetzi, Tosfos says chelek. Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos in Bava Metzia, right? Did anyone pick up on this Steve thing, Seder? No. Okay. This is, I think this is Pshat. Yeah.
Then why, where can you say that one guy is any more Mosek than the other?
You know, I can't say any, they're both holding on to the fringes of the garment, right? I can't say anyone is more muxik than the other, but I'm not saying that they each have a half. What I am saying is that we each have something. Right? I have the fringes, you have the fringes, we each have something. Memela, when we each have something, but I don't know how much, right? What I would contend is, according to Tosfos in Bava Metzia, which is the Tosfos in blue, the Yachloku is Yachloku b'toras vadai, to go back to the Chakira we mentioned yesterday. But according to Tosfos in Bava Basra, it's Yachloku b'toras suffik.
But when it says
chelik,
it can be like one quarter and three quarters.
You want Tosfos in Bava Basra here? Yehuda.
Huh? It would say that they pick it at the same time.
You know what? I don't know who has more in this item, who doesn't have more in this item. What I do know is that we each have something.
But, like, someone can have three quarters, another one quarter.
It's
because if I say that I took it first, it's all mine. And if we say we took it at the same time, it's then half a half. You can say that I took three quarters and you take one quarter.
I agree with you, but remember, they're walking into Beis Din. They're both holding onto the same talus.
Yeah.
We're both holding onto the fringes of the talus.
Yeah.
So now, Beis Din says, right? Beis Din says, you know what? You're both holding onto the fringes. Therefore, I will tell you that we divide it up. So far, so good. Tosfos in Bava Metzia says, we're going to divide it up because, you know what Beis Din is saying? Beis Din is really thinking that since we both are holding onto the fringes, it's as if we each own half of the talus. That's Tosfos in Bava Metzia. Good! That means it's Chaluka B'Toras Vadai. But Tosfos in Bava Basra is not saying that we each own half. Tosfos in Bava Basra is saying we each have something. Memela, I have something, you have something. I don't know how much I have, I don't know how much you have, Beis Din is saying. Right? I don't know. We'll divide it up. Why are we dividing up? Pshara. We wanna We want make peace, right? Shara, we learned in the Gemara Sanhedrin, comes from the pasuk of Shalom, MS for Shalom Ehavu, comes from Shalom, we want to make Shalom. I take half, you take half. I don't know for sure you have half. I don't know for sure he has half. I know that you each had something. I'll give you half, I'll give him half, to make peace, Shara, Yachlok Mitara Safek. That's Tyson Baba Basra. It's a totally, to my mind, in Gansin Anderish, totally different than what Tosin Bava Metzia is saying. Mr. Goldstein, you had a comment. Fine. Anan Sahadi, the Maidatov is Heidi Dehu, that's our Tysus in Bava Metzia. Can I actually just speak? Am I hearing this bad? I apologize.
Right. Couldn't you just say that it seems more like they could have been saying maybe not tell what they have, but the one above the Messiah seems to point towards Vadai, whereas the one in the Rashi is more towards the Sefek or
right.
The Hasak. It's not a real substantial thing. Not that he actually is a Chelek, but that we assume that he's a claim.
Well, we know, Tosis is saying Anu Yodim, that they each have a Chelek. Tosis' Lashon is that we know they each have something. Memela Bezdin will paskin that they divide.
The first thing it says is Mitzak, before it
says Tavio. The Chashiv Ki'ilu Anu Yodim Shayesh Lashneim Chelek Ba.
Right, it's Ki'ilu, that's what you have to evaluate.
But just like Tosa is saying, Ki'ilu Kal Echa Yesh Lo Bavadei Hachetzi, the same word Ki'ilu I have in both Tosas in. Right? The Ki'ilu I have half. Again,
it's in reasoning. And here you said, why? And then you use a whole explanation of what that means. It didn't explicitly, was it the toughest?
Right, correct. Tosis by us is saying Anan Sahadi, that what I'm holding is the day. Tosis in Bava Basra doesn't say that. I don't know if Tosis is disagreeing with the reasoning, but he's certainly not going as far with the reasoning as Tosis in Bava Metzia. Fine. Now, so Tosfos is telling me, in the name of Rabbi Nathan, right? Tosfos is saying, right? This is the Rabbi Nathan there in Bava Basra, that Oichsin shiny. So when it is Oichsin, then it's Yachloku. If it's not Oichsin, it's not Yachloku. So far so good? Then Tosfos decides, okay, well, when do I apply Yehemunach? Right? How did Tosfos deal with Yehemunach by us? Let's try to take these next few lines of Tosfos. V'chein b'mana shlishi d'medame b'gemara l'talas choshev ha'husha ha'nifka tofes b'cheskas shneihem ki'ilu heim atzmam muchzakim bo. Okay? Who wants to explain these three lines of Tosfos to me? Right. See, I said that you have to look at the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. No? Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph had a kasha. How come in the case of Mana Shlishi, how come over there we say Yehemunach? Why don't we say, right? How come we say Yehemunach by Mana Shlishi? Yeah, Sam? If we go by the according to the Tanakhama, the Yehemunach is only on that $100. According to Rav Yossi, it's Yehemunach on all 300. Right. So each guy gets 100, but the third $100 that I don't know who owns it, so that is Yehemunach. The cheater, right? So there's a fundamental machlokes. Rav Yossi assumes that he has to lose. The Tanakhama holds that the cheater can't gain. Right? That's what emerges from that Gemara Daf Gimel.
No, I saw that as the draw. I might be.
Okay. But the Gemara Daf Gimel asks, when do I say Yachlogu? When do I say Yehimunach? So Tais and the Gemara seems to be equating our case of the Talis to the case of Manashlishi. Tisus is saying, according to me, that the case of the talus, the most important yisod in the case of the talus is oichsin. Right? They were both grabbed onto it. So Tosus is asking, if that's the most important yisod in the case of talus, so by manashlishi there's no oichsin. Right? So Fractisus, how on earth could the Gemara attempt to equate case A with case B? Right? How on earth could we attempt to say that these cases should be the same? What motivates us in case A is ochzen. In case B, there's no ochzen. That's Tisus's kasha. So Tosus answers a brilliant answer. You know what the answer is? There is ochzen in case of manashlishi. I'm a shomer. I'm holding money for Nadav and for Jonah. I'm holding money for both of them. Right? I don't know who I'm holding 100 for, I hold 200 for, but I know I'm holding for both of them. That means when I'm holding the money, it's ke'ilu Nadav is grabbed onto to some of it, Jonah's grabbed onto some of it, it's ke'ilu we're both grabbed on. It's uchzin also. That's the yisod of Tisus. Good? Yeah.
What?
Did you call it? I don't know if I call it. I think we'll call you first.
Here. Yeah, I feel like I'm not so sure what's the big deal about Oxen. And also, I think the main difference is that isn't the thing with the talus, they both found it and then they're claiming it for themselves. But in the other case, the money was owed before this whole thing happened. So whichever you do, someone's
losing. So you're making an interesting suggestion, which is found in other Rishonim in the Rush, not in Tisus. I'm not sure actually if you're saying, I'd be generous to you to say that you're saying exactly the same as the Rush, but you're saying something similar to what the Rush says. We'll have to talk about that later. Right now we want to understand Tosus. Tosus is saying the case of Manashlishi is also Hanifka tofes becheska shnehem ke'iluhem atzman muchzakimbo. The nifgad is right grabbing onto it, is holding it for both of them. So it's as if they're both holding it. It's ke'ilu, I would say, that the shomer is a shaliach of both. And just like when I appoint a shaliach, he's acting for me. So now you are embodying two halachic personalities. This shomer is both Nadav and Jonah, holding the same item, so it's as if Nadav is holding it and Jonah is holding it. That's the yisod of Tosus. Yeah, Ariel, got a comment? Adam. Okay. This is Pshat and Tosus. Now, what we have to deal with, of course, is something that maybe we'll talk about tomorrow. The stipler asks Akasha, which he doesn't point out. There is a line in the Shita Mukubetzes that asks the same Kasha. He says that this, Tosus, when he said this, he must have been smoking something. Because it doesn't make sense. Right? I'm holding, who am I holding this for? Let's say that last $100, the Sha'ar, that last $100, who am I holding it for?
The
winner. What?
The winner?
The Chaira, I'm holding it for whoever
is rightful.
Owns it, whoever is the rightful owner. Right? But Tosus is not saying that I'm holding it for the rightful owner. Tosus is saying I'm holding it for both of them. Huh? A little bit wild, no? Why am I holding it for both of them? L'cha'ora, I'm holding it for whoever the rightful owner is. That's the stipler's kasha. The Shita Mekubetzes has the kasha also. And if you'll look in the Tosus in Bava Basra, the Riva disagrees with this precise Nakuda. Riva, who we mentioned earlier, is the first of the Balei HaTosus, died in 1133, but we don't know when he was born. The Riva says that you can't say that I am holding it for both of them. He doesn't really elaborate why, but the Riva time is Rivan nere de lav davka oichazin midemidami la l'sha'ar. That's the key words in the Riva. The Riva says, remember, Tosfos begins, Rabbi Yehudah says, davka oichazin. The Riva, Rabbi Yehudah, by the way, died in 1179, right? The Riva died in 1133. Riva says, it's lav davka Ochazin, midemidami la l'sha'ar. Since the Gemara equates the case of Talus to the case of Sha'ar, it can't be dafka ochazin. You're telling me that what's critical to the Talus case is ochazin? Zach the Riva, that can't be. That means the Riva is saying that the case of Manashlishi, the case of the Sha'ar, is not Ochazen. Right? It's Beferish in the Riva. He's saying it's not Ochazen. Rabbeinu Tam says, when I'm holding it for both of you. The Riva says, no, you're not. Presumably, I would say, the Riva means because I'm holding it for whoever the rightful owner is, Yehuda.
I just think you need a fair understanding of the Marshish case, and which is because I have an issue with the Kahat. Kind of box in, which is a big deal now, because they were saying there's two orders of one krach, but it's really only for the krach, and then it really could pass.
But I mean, krach echod means that they wrap the money up together.
And if it's two different people, then if it's two different people claiming $200, then either the guy's chiyah doesn't know who lent him what, or it's bar shema and bar yadav. So why is he paying $400?
So again, all these issues have to be fleshed out. Absolutely. We're going to learn the case of Manashlishi in greater detail, but you're raising good issues. Again, and similar to what Sam was saying before, the Rush says that the Manashlishi case, obviously the Shomer is making a mistake, because one person, right, the Shomer should have known, and at one point the Shomer knew. Elamai, he forgot later on, right? So that's very different than the case where we never knew. Right? Knowing and forgetting is worse than never knowing. In Manashlishi, obviously the Shomer knew who gave him 200, who gave him 100 originally. He accepted the deposit, even though it's krach echad. Still, you know, he's entering on a ledger. He probably knew, and he forgot. That makes it worse.
It's not like in the same bag that they give it.
It is in the same bag, but even though it's in the same bag, when I get the deposit from two people in the same bag, presumably I know who.
Maybe I think that they are like.
I don't know. I don't think so. Again, we'll have to learn that Rush tomorrow in great detail. Okay, so for tomorrow, I want to do with you the Stipler and the Rush. And we also have to focus on Shitas Rashi in this sugya. Okay? So don't give up on the Tosfos Bava Basra and the Riva. Right? We have to analyze the Riva tomorrow. And, right? So what's most important for tomorrow is the Gemara and Daf Gilmah Mor Aleph. Gotta know that Gemara really well. And then we'll analyze Rashi on this Daf, the Riva there in Bava Basra. We'll talk about the Stipler. And then we'll move through the sugya. Okay? Yashi Koach, guys. Mincha again is across the street.
Sorry, Tulsa's actually hold like Adam. And then it's like Adam.
Ready, see?
Original question.
You could say that. I don't think it's Mokra. I happen to have a theory about why I would say it this way. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow during Seder. I have a possible theory.
Should I quickly, because I know we threw a Mincha.
The end of Tosfos, where he says that it's more likely for the